There's been an upswing across the country in the number of people applying for passports now that you need them to fly to Mexico, Canada, South America, and the Caribbean. A side effect is that more parents are discovering you can't get a passport if you owe more than $2,500 in child support. In order to travel, parents have to pay up first. In Wisconsin, the requirement has helped the state collect more than $190,000 in back child support this year. Department of Workforce Development spokeswoman Jessica Erickson says that's nearly double what the state collected in 2006.
What we have seen is that some of these cases tend to be individuals with high incomes who may have had the money to pay all along but hadn't.
The money the state collects is then forwarded to the parent to whom it's owed. In some cases, the payments are sizable. For example, Erickson says one parent who wanted a passport to fly to South America paid up $25,000 in back child support. Erickson says the passport denial program has proven an effective tool, but she says it only accounts for a small portion of what the state collects and distributes in child support. That total is expected to be more than $900 million this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.